podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 15, as we conclude chapter 15 today, with verses 33 through 39. The disciples said to Jesus, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then Jesus took the seven loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, seven baskets full. Those who ate were 4,000 men, not counting women and children. And when he had dismissed the crowds, he got into the boat and came to the district of Magadan. Only in Christ will you ever feel satisfied. Jesus can fulfill your every desire once you see him as the only reason to live as he commanded, in his spirit, protected forever. The divine attachment will energize you daily, and there in his midst, you will seek to do his will in every aspect your life has to offer. Grace gives. Amen. Mercy lives. Amen. You will find the ability to talk the walk and see Jesus as the only way to live eternal life. His promise we are committed to believe by the miracles you encounter in his name always. Once you have been given his spirit, you will know and understand things about Scripture that will never lose its appeal. You will know absolute peace, where every ounce of shame you ever encountered has melted away into the beauty of redemption's truth. Here, you will never be afraid to enter the barbed wire walls to encounter the lost, the lonely, and the languished, as we do today in our Kairos prison ministry, where we teach them to group as one in Christ, to overcome the stigma of church, to live redeemed. Only in Christ will you ever be satisfied. Fully satisfied. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. Lord, I am so sorry. I believe you died and rose for me. I believe the history that tells of you is the truth. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Well, we already said that, but we pray for them double today. We love them so much and miss them terribly. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife to have a baby to be born. Praying for Cheryl and Joe. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 15 with verses 33 through 39. As we conclude chapter 15 today, move into chapter 16 tomorrow. We have a three-stanza poem as we close in with them. And they're all ongoing, and its title is Thanks Was Given. God first. Bread enough, where sane disciples seemingly mad. Crowd satisfy how in place deserted. Saying Jesus, loaves number do we have? Few fish and loaves, seven soon to be converted. Everyone except the disciples were ordered to sit. Thanks was given to God first before you spit. Loaves broke, fish divided, crowds given quick. Full baskets, seven, fragments were left over to split. Men totaling 4,000 were fed, children and women too. Crowds dismissed, Jesus then said, Magadan district boat took him, his result would ensue. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's April 1st. No, nothing joking here. No April 1st fool here. Only a loving, understanding, wanting to see all people to know the truth of salvation at 4:19 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. As we look to see another day in the beauty of His love and salvation. We close today at 8:11 in the name of Jesus as we say, God bless you to our good friend, Donna Marie, and share the name of Jesus. 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 God bless you. And peace of the Lord Jesus be with you all. Amen.